Movies, television, books, games, comics. Pop culture is one of the things that makes life worth living, and pop culture can be a window into your soul. Welcome to Blew My Mind, where Shrink Tank contributors share their personal, mind-blowing pop culture experiences. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Pullman. I'm a neurodevelopmental psychologist, author, Beatles fan, aspiring game show host, Trekkie, and Yoda disciple. Here with me is Dr. Kristen Daly. Kristen is an author and therapist. Her doctorate is in health psychology, and she helps clients achieve emotional, physical, and social health. How are you, Kristen?
I'm doing well.
Now, I should have added to your introduction that you are a thrill seeker.
Yes. Sensation seeking, I prefer.
All right. So we're going to talk about an aspect of pop culture that we haven't yet covered on Blew My Mind, and that is the amusement park experience. In the summer, kids are out of school, families go on vacations, and a lot of people spend time in amusement parks. And the centerpieces of most amusement parks are roller coasters and other thrill rides. So, Kristen, are you a roller coaster fan?
Okay, so this is actually kind of a funny thing. As a kid, adolescent, early adult, I loved roller coasters. And I liked being thrown upside down. I liked the bigger, faster, stronger. That was the thing that made me very happy. And then right around when I was like 31, 32, I went blind in one eye. And when I did, my depth perception was gone. And one of the things that happens is my brain really struggles with orientation in space. And so I went from being the ultimate roller coaster rider to somebody who gets really pretty ill pretty easily on roller coasters. So it was this huge switch in my persona.
That's kind of the, I think that's the inverse of a lot of people's experiences. I would consider myself a roller coaster fan. What are you looking for in a roller coaster experience now, if anything?
Yeah.
If anything.
I was going to say, now I look for avoiding them if at all possible.
Okay, all right. Well, for me, it's I don't have the depth perception problem that you do, but as we get older, our inner ears don't function the way they used to. So right now, I'm looking for more of a smooth roller coaster experience. I don't like wooden roller coasters anymore because they're too rickety. And I don't mind being thrown upside down, and I don't mind twists and turns. I don't like tight spins, those types of thrill rides. So steel coasters, they're great. You got that smooth ride. I love hitting zero Gs.
Okay.
I love going over
that
the hills.
Floating.
Yes, that is. They feel like I'm flying. That is totally awesome. So, do your kids like roller coasters?
Yes. Well, so I have three kids, and my oldest is almost 13, and he loves roller coasters. And it's funny because when we first took him on a roller coaster, he was only, I think, 2.5. It was actually not necessarily legal that we took him on the roller coaster, and we terrified him. And so I thought for sure this was going to be a kid that would never enjoy a roller coaster. And instead, he has a season pass. He goes
to Carowinds.
Mm-hmm. He wants to ride the big roller coasters, you know, and he is fearless. He loves it.
I am so happy. I have three kids as well, three sons, and they love roller coasters. My youngest, who's now 7, we smuggled him onto some roller coasters. Carowinds here in Charlotte had this roller coaster for years and years called Thunder Road, which was a wooden roller coaster, which I didn't mind. It was fairly solid, and it didn't go too fast, so my inner ears could take it. But we got Luke onto that thing when he was probably 6 inches under the height
yeah.
requirement. We just sort of like put him to our side. No one's really checking because it's not a very dangerous coaster. My older sons go on just about everything, and particularly my middle son, who chance would have it, is celebrating his 11th birthday today. And what are we going to do to celebrate?
Carowinds.
We're going to Carowinds. He really wants to ride Fury 325, which is the huge roller coaster out there. And we'll probably go on the Intimidator as well. So I'm a very happy dad when it comes to the roller coaster stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. My daughters are not quite there yet, and yet they want to ride them. So what has happened a few times is I've gotten on the smaller roller coasters with them and had them bury themselves in my body screaming at the top of their lungs throughout the entire ride. And then we get off and they're like, oh, I enjoyed that.
And doesn't that make you feel good as a parent that your kids need you that much, that they cling to you, that they just get right up close to you? All right, so let's each share our mind-blowing roller coaster experience. And let me go first. Let me share mine, which goes all the way back to the summer of 1988, which I've realized it was a very important summer in my life. My mind-blowing summer reading experience came in 1988, and my mind-going concert experience that is coming up in a future episode with you happened in 1988. But anyway, this was in Cincinnati at the Kings Island Amusement Park, and the coaster was called King Cobra. It's not in operation anymore, and it's what you call a stand-up coaster. So, I mean, you're kind of sitting, but not really. And I was with my friend Rob, a college buddy, and this is a coaster that, you know, takes off and all sorts of loops and twists, and you hit all these different G's. And I really think this was my first big league roller coaster experience. So it happened, you know, when I was in college. And when it was done, and we were pretty, I know I was pretty nervous, and I think Rob was pretty nervous too. When it was done, and we just came to that stop before you go back into the station, we could not stop laughing. We just, like, we were crying. We were laughing so hard. It was just this release of nervous energy, and it just felt so. Have you ever had that experience where you're so anxious, but when it's all over, laughter is your response?
Yes. Yeah.
What is that? Why do we have some research on why the human, nervous system reacts that way?
I do know that smiling when you're nervous is about ingratiating yourself. You know, it's making yourself seem less threatening to your opponent. So my guess is that laughter would be an extreme extension of that.
I'll never forget that experience. And there have been other amazing roller coaster rides that I've had. One that comes to mind with Gabe, who's now turning 11, where I also had that reaction of just laughter, but not to that extent. That was the first time I just had this burst of humor coming right after the experience. All right, so Kristen, what was your mind-blowing roller coaster experience?
Okay, so this actually, the funny thing is this dates back to, it kind of started in 1991. So in 1991, I had newly moved to the Charlotte area and had already fallen in love with Carowinds. And the funny thing is that they needed teenagers to be in their promotional materials. So believe it or not, Craig, I was actually in the promotional photos for
really?
Thunder Road.
That is so cool.
I got to ride it over and over and over again with these cameras mounted everywhere. And so it's funny that you bring up how rickety that was, because I rode it literally, I think we did 10 different takes of pictures. But
and didn't bother you at all, did it?
Didn't bother me at all. I loved it. And it was really also pretty fun to have like my and I think I had a really big smile, or if not scream, in the picture. And so that is the me that I enjoy the most. And so that fast forward, so you know, went blind, don't enjoy the roller coasters anymore. And 2 years ago, we had a clinician who was leaving Southeast Psych, and she had never been to Carowinds. And mm-hmm. she wanted, as her kind of bucket list of leaving the Charlotte area, she wanted to go to Carowinds.
This is a shout out to you, Jessica Bloomfield.
Yes,
we love you.
We do. And so it's funny because I said, okay, here's your chance. You can go to Carowinds with a whole group of psychologists, and you can get through your fear of being on a roller coaster just in time. It was early in the – it was like late spring, early summer. I think it was like late mm-hmm. May, early June. And I knew that we had bought season passes for all the kids. I said, okay, this is going to be a summer of Carowinds. Let's start really good and strong by going on all the roller coasters, the important roller coasters, with Jessica Bloomfield and Craig, and this is going to be great. And the funny thing was, is I happened to be wearing my heart rate monitor when we were
that.
Going.
I remember that.
We decided to go big with the first one. Well, you guys, we did the Fury was the first one.
Did you ride Fury?
I did not ride Fury.
Okay. We did a couple before you joined us.
Yes.
And then we went to Afterburn.
Yes. So Afterburn was the first one I got on.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was you, I know it was you, who said we have to ride in the very front.
Right.
Like
May I describe Afterburn? Okay. Yeah. Afterburn is a steel coaster where the rail is above you. So we're hanging from the rail.
Yes.
And all sorts of loops and spins.
And I am at this point hyperventilating, and Craig is insisting we have to ride at the very front.
Oh, yeah, it's better that.
And, and so I'm already terrified. I really, like, when we were getting on the coaster, my heart rate was almost 130 beats per minute standing still. And I really had this sensation, like, maybe I just start screaming and they'll let me off the roller coaster. But I couldn't do it because I'm with my colleagues and I'm trying to get through this fear. And I'm like, you got to do this.
Therapeutic.
You know, you got to face your fears. So we rode it. I think the whole ride lasted like maybe 2 minutes, 2.5
About,
minutes total.
Yeah.
And so in that 2.5 minutes, my heart rate managed to drop like 15 beats mm-hmm. per minute. I was calmer. And then we went on to the Earnhardt-themed...
The Intimidator.
Intimidator. And when we went on the Intimidator, as we were in that slow climb, you know, that click,
right.
click, 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 yeah. Craig happened to say to me, you know, one of the things I love about this ride is the zero G, the fact that you literally float out of your seat. And when he said that to me, I literally dissociated.
You're welcome.
I was already at a heart rate of like, you know, 130 again, sitting still, click, click, click. And I was like, I'm going to get thrown out of the seat. And that's, you know, when you check to make sure how firm all the
right.
attachments are. And one of the other people with us also tried to take a video of us. And
yeah.
The video was hilarious because it's sheer terror on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, once we went down that big hill, I did float out of my seat several times and literally mind blown. I loved it. Like, I loved that sensation. Now, have I been on since? Heck no.
No.
I decided I want to be a cool mom, but maybe I don't need to do roller coasters to be a cool mom.
Cool in other ways.
Yes.
Well, through both of those rides, you did not show your terror. In fact, you know, we mentioned earlier the smile, the laughter thing. You had a smile on your face the whole time.
I did, yes, yes.
So you put
terrified.
On a persona to
yes.
try to bring it down. But I was very proud of you. Proud to be a part of that experience with you. It was a really great night.
Yeah, I don't think I shared with any of you my terror until...
Maybe the next day?
Maybe the next day. I think I told you about how extreme it
And your heart rate. I never would have known that your heart rate was that high when
yes.
we first got on Afterburn.
Sitting still.
That was awesome. All right, that is all we have time for. Our audio engineer and editor is Sean Beck. He is definitely a seeker of thrills. Thanks to my sidekick, Dr. Kristen Daly. Be sure to check out all of the content, including articles, videos, quizzes, and surveys on our website. ShrinkTank.com is the place for all of your psychology and pop culture needs. Until next time, I'm Craig Pohlman, and this is Blew My Mind.
ShrinkTank.